Ings, Jenny. Oakland, California, August 4th, 1884. Dear Sister Ings, Brother Rogers came to our house last night bringing a basket of provisions, which will save making the preparations here we would otherwise have had to make. We have been very busy, but we'll get off without breaking down. I spoke yesterday to a large audience, and it wearied me considerably. I am so thankful you are at the health retreat. I am sure it is in the order of God. You will be placed as matron officially. Then no one will question your authority. Suggest, devise, and plan as you see fit. I have felt the Lord would certainly bless you if you would come into the position that I was confident you could fill with acceptance. I am glad if Addie, Walling, can work in and take her place orderly and regularly. It is a discipline she needs very, very much. You must see that what she does is not slighted, but done thoroughly. I go feeling a great weight off my mind in regard to the health retreat. I know they needed a head so much. It distressed me beyond measure to see the great want of a head, someone to see and tell what must be done. At the next camp meeting, we will make a decided effort in behalf of the institution. I think it will prove every way so much better for you than to travel in the heat and in the dust across the plains. I feel you are just where you should be, and the Lord will bless you in doing this work, which I know you can do. I start east with better health than when I commenced my journey last year. I am glad the prices on the guests and patients are raised. You will not have as many, but those you do have will be more profitable and better keep up the institution. To let the prices down to the lowest figure and then have a great raft come in who demand first-class hotel fare at these prices will never bring 1 cent of profit to the institution. Better have less in number, and those who will pay and require less provision, make less expense, and be better in every respect. I hope the things there will move off much better. They now have a head, and that is what they wanted. I shall be only too glad when my journey is ended and I return back to occupy my little home in St. Helena, for this I intend to do. I shall hope to hear from you and Dr. Chamberlain in regard to the prosperity of the institution. You will know by the camp meeting appointments where to direct your letters to the different points where I may travel. I shall want to learn from Addie all the particulars in regard to herself, just as a daughter would write to a mother. I again thank you for everything in the basket but the cake, which you know I am never able to keep out of the dinner basket with all my efforts. Mother.